Yes, the gentleman in the third row at the back.
Right. Recently there's been problems around the world with tsunamis and volcanic reactions, and many people lost their earthly lives. Did they lose that freedom to move away from their situation?
Do you mean, did they have the freedom of will to not be in Japan?
I understood when you said earlier about freedom and that they, that everybody's got the chance to do within their lifespan the opportunities they wish to. When something happens as dramatic as that and many people lose their life, was there a freedom around that situation for them all?
Yes, I believe that I have confused the situation a little bit. Thank you, your question is very important. Although the individual has a pre-plan of their own, and they use the free will to colour the pattern of life, it is a life which interacts with others, and therefore cause and effect happens. Your actions in this life will affect the experience of others and therefore will change their perception of the world, and they will have the free will to make decisions. Now, to answer your question, those souls which were lost within the tsunami, within the earthquake and such like, they have had their lives prematurely changed by the spiritual actions of Gaia, Earth. It was an action which was against their continued life, and as a result they may choose to incarnate or experience their life in another form, perhaps in the spiritual realms or otherwise. Freedom of choice can be limited, can't it?
I think so, yes.
Then I am sorry that I confused the issue with my earlier answer. But does this explain what you wanted?
Yes, I understand. Thank you.
Thank you for your very important question.
Yes, the lady on the back row.
Good evening again. Could you tell us more about Mother Gaia's earth plan and the cleansing process that has been taking place within the planet and the universe?
Gaia's plan? Do you know, we never thought to ask her.
Excuse me.
Bless you. The world itself is surviving. It is always attempting to survive. It is experiencing self within the solar system and the chaotic energies which have crystallized and become solid matter is a plinth upon which life has been formed. She is the very bedrock of this reality, and she has given so much to this world, this reality of life. Her plan is to survive as long as possible, even though the experience of life is detrimental to her being. Life is eternal, and even if the destruction of her comes about sooner rather than later, her contribution to the eternal life of the universe will not be forgotten. She will endure whatever you can throw at her, but she is also reminding you that if you cut the umbilical cord too early, then you will lose the sustenance of Gaia, and in which case you will need to find other means with which to survive, whether that be on another planet or another place, another dimension or otherwise. But her plan is to endure and to highlight the experience of life.
Thank you.
You are most welcome.
The gentleman on the back row, please.
Once again, did we actually evolve from the sea, or did we evolve from apes, or was Adam and Eve the first man and woman on this earth?
I think you know the answer. Would you like me to answer it?
Yes, please.
I guessed you would. Well, we came, he came, they came from the sea, and then became apes, and the mixture of DNA created man. Now, that's the simple answer. Let's have a chat about Eve and Adam. Adam and Eve, the spiritual cells of unity, the duality of spirit, the serpent and the duality of life, the ever-continuing life. What is above, so is below. If you look into the ancient symbolisms of such things, you will find that Adam is always finding Eve. But it is the symbolism of finding within that spiritual truth, that nakedness of spirituality. And it was through the serpent that this was directed. If you look at the symbolism of the serpent, you will find that there is a circular emblem, and this is of a serpent eating its own tail. It symbolizes the continuing of everlasting life. The serpent represents Adam finding Eve within himself, and that the spirituality and duality of physical reality upon this earth and the spiritual self has to be found through the continuation of life. That, my friend, is the story of Adam and Eve. I don't know where the apple came into it.
Can I take a question from the lady on the third row here, please?
Hello. Freedom of choice that you spoke of a while ago.
Yes.
If we decided something before we came here, is there any way that we can change it while we're here if we wish to do so?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Well, let me give you an example. I'm not going to just say yes, am I? If you don't like where you live, you can catch an aeroplane and go and live in a foreign country, can't you?
Yes.
So your life changes and your circumstances change. In the world of liberalism, you have the freedom of movement. Although, Mr. Luke, if your mind continues this way, we will have an argument. The freedom of movement is possible if you have material things to do so. Acceptable.